on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the days of our lives. It is Friday, the 28th of July, 2017, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the palatial student nest on the Musqueam territory of Oaksend, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, if the radio station won't go to the land of Deborah, then the land of Deborah will come to the radio station. Singer, songwriter, and award-winning movie soundtrack artist, Land of Deborah, is going to be visiting us very shortly. Plus, we'll take a look at what's going on around town this weekend, the usual call board, and lots of local music. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. And we'll kick things off with some music. Here is a local group, all female rockers. They're called Frankie, and a song called Mermaid.
Thank you.
So a couple of weeks back, we had a visit from Doug Andrew of Circus and Flames and dropped off their brand new CD. It's called Outside America, and they're having a big CD release party tonight at the Anza Club at 8th and Ontario. The CD is called Outside America. I think I just said that. And we're going to play a track from that. This is called Come Out, Marissa. It's an early show. I think the music gets underway at 8 o'clock, 8:30, something like that. But it's only $10 to get in. So you want to check them out. It's Circus and Flames, and they are at the Anza Club tonight.
Shine of the moon, blowing blue and lips will burn the haystack soon. Wild brown hound hears a coyote yelp, chases him down into the gully to find out himself. I seen the golden sunset across the hill, got a candle on the trunk and a glass half filled. Come out, Marissa, won't you come out tonight? Tattoo of a thief on a cross. Come out, Marissa, won't you come out tonight? I'll see you again in the pale moonlight. Oh
So this is Indigenous Fashion Week in Vancouver. This is the first, hopefully first annual. It's the first time they've done it anyway. And this is an event that's been going on at various locations. There was an opening night event in the atrium of the Queen Elizabeth Theatre on Wednesday. And there's been some work of Indigenous fashion designers from across the country, including some First Nations and Métis models to wear the clothing and the fashions and that. Just going to doing a quick scan. It closes tomorrow night. There is a special event going on out here at UBC. It's Northwest Coast Fashion Style in a Different Light, and this is part of the Vancouver Indigenous Fashion Festival. It's happening at the Museum of Anthropology on Sunday afternoon from 2 o'clock till 3:30. Meet Autumn Jules, Yolanda Skelton, and Megan O'Brien, three Northwest Coast Indigenous fashion designers who are transforming the world of contemporary couture With inspired works that draw on their heritage, designers will showcase recent works on live models and discuss their vision of Indigenous design. They will also share their perspectives on historical artwork featured in a new exhibition, In a Different Light, Reflecting on Northwest Coast Art. And that's all going on at the Museum of Anthropology Sunday afternoon from 2 until 3:30. And if you want more information, you can go to the Anthropology Museum website, moa.ubc.ca. Okay, so now we're going to play some more tunes. Let's hear from Frazee. There's a special event going on tonight at the Roundhouse Community Center in Yaletown. It's called An Evening in Damascus. An Evening in Damascus takes you on an elegant trip down the Silk Road, visiting the beauty of Syria in the heart of Vancouver, leaving the memories of the Civil War behind and bringing people together for a good cause. For the third year in a row, this event is organized and hosted by Danny Ramadan, a proud, gay Syrian refugee, author of The Clothesline Swing and Grand Marshal of the Vancouver Pride Parade 2016. He's doing it to gather funds for two sponsorship groups supporting Syrian lesbians to join our community here in Vancouver. Both groups are supported, and part of the work is done by Rainbow Refugee, an organization that works tirelessly on helping inland and privately sponsored LGBTQ identified refugees. Sorry, I have to make sure I said that right.
LGBTQ.
That's right, I got it. Okay, the event is going to be at the Roundhouse Community Center, and it starts at 10 o'clock tonight. Tickets are $40. If you're not able to attend, though, they have a special community ticket price. You can make a $25 donation, and they'll give the ticket free for a person who belongs to the queer and trans refugee community to attend in your place and enjoy the event. For entertainment, they've got a Middle Eastern belly dancer to roam the room and dance some beautiful Arabic songs. Danny Ramadan will also do some storytelling alongside Rory, a Syrian lesbian who joined us here in Vancouver last year. All funds raised during the event will be divided between the Divine Road, a group sponsoring two Syrian women from the Middle East to come to Canada, and Journey to Canada, a group sponsoring two newly arriving sisters from Syria as they integrate into the Canadian society. So definitely a worthwhile cause and something that you'll want to attend. I mean, it'll feel good, but you'll have a good time, too. There's a cash bar. They're serving red and white wines and bring some money. And if you want more information, there's a link to it on the Dave Radio Facebook page. Or just look up An Evening in Damascus. It gets underway at 7 o'clock tonight at the Roundhouse.
You're good for nothing, boy. You'll only bring me down. And I can't help myself. Guess I like you around. You're a little trash-hated man. Drop dead gorgeous, going nowhere fast. Just a little crush on a hated man. I'm feeling like a wreck and the ship's gone.
Got his fingers in my
We've been talking about the Ensemble Theater Company for the last couple of weeks. They are the company that performs at the Jericho Arts Center in July and August. They run three plays in repertory. This year's festival includes Masterclass, a story about Joseph Stalin and his favorite composers. There's also A Prayer for Owen Meany and Sarah Rules in the Next Room. Now, one of the nice things about Ensemble is that on Sunday afternoons, just before their matinee, they produce a special outdoor sort of a Sunday brunch entertainment before the full play itself. This year, as part of the Sunday brunch series, that's going to be starting this Sunday, 12 noon in the grass outside the Jericho Arts Center. The outdoor reading series by the beach is starting this Sunday with award-winning Sarah Rules' 100 essays, I Don't Have Time to Write, followed by a performance of her play In the Next Room. It's an ideal opportunity to dig deeper into festival productions while spending your day in the beautiful surroundings of Jericho Beach. Bring a blanket and some snacks and enjoy 3 weeks of open-air readings. Excuse me, I'm having a little burpee issue here. So Sunday afternoon at noon, it's readings from Sarah Rules' 100 Essays I Don't Have Time to Write, a veritable treasure hunt through the attic of Sarah Rules' mind. Stunningly original essays from one of America's best-known playwrights, ruminations on motherhood, both comical and poignant, nuggets of startlingly frank autobiography, and short, spontaneous treatises that will make you think about theater in a whole new way. If you want more information about that, you can go to ensembletheatercompany.ca or check out their Facebook page. Or you can also go to the Jericho Arts Center website to find out more about that. And once again, the plays that are happening in repertory throughout the summer, Masterclass, Prayer for Owen Meany, and In the Next Room by Sarah Rule.
I'm not afraid to die. Current is a multidisciplinary and intersectional electronic arts symposium working with women and non-binary artists in Vancouver and the Pacific Northwest.
Please join us the weekend of July 28th to 30th for 3 days of performances, panels, and workshops by Andrea Lukic, Intercessions, Prado, Seattle CCL, and many more.
For more information, visit currentsymposium.com.
What if this summer you did something different? What if you worked with people you admired in a city that inspired you, making something that you were proud of? The Media Institute for Social Change is looking for students like you to be a part of their summer documentary program in Portland, Oregon. As a student, you'll create original audio and video pieces about issues that you care about. You'll meet and learn from media professionals whose work is aimed at social justice. You'll immerse yourself in Portland, a city that will serve as your hands-on media-making laboratory. Sound like your type of summer? Apply today at mediamakingchange.org.
The Crane Library is looking for student volunteers to record textbooks for those who cannot use print at the university. If you are a UBC student who is computer literate with an ability to read university material aloud and you have a willingness to learn new techniques, we ask for a 2-hour commitment once a week. For additional information and to set up an audition, call 604-822-6114 or email crane.volunteer@ubc.ca.
Resonance Theater Collective presents Lion in the Streets, directed by Bronwyn Carradine. This is the story of Isabel, a 9-year-old Portuguese girl who is roaming around her neighborhood lost and frightened. She observes a series of interconnected episodes that give glimpses into the desperate and unsettled lives of strangers in her community. With no distinction between reality and fantasy, Isabel is drawn into a dreamlike state to consider the power of compassion, forgiveness, and redemption. Resonance Theatre Company is a newly formed collective of professionals from across Canada and the United States, and they are producing this play in conjunction with the Pacific Theatre. It's happening, closing this weekend. There's a couple more shows tonight and tomorrow night. Tickets are $17 in advance, $20 at the door. You can go to resonancetheatre.info, or you can go to the Pacific Theatre webpage and get a link to it as well. It's Lion in the Streets, and it is something you don't want to miss. This is a really powerful play, and a fine group of actors and artists performing it. So one more time, Lion in the Streets at Pacific Theatre, closing this weekend.
The most amazing sound as they beat themselves into the ground and leave the holes where we will spend the night. Hungry and blind, way out beyond the line, our heads are hiding 6 feet out of sight.
Oh, 6 feet out of sight.
Some of us are bleeding, some of us are burned, none of us are following the fight. Some will soon be leaving, some swallowed by the earth, left behind, 6 feet out of sight.
Oh, 6 feet out of sight.
Are following the fight. Some
will soon be leaving. Some are swallowed by the earth, left behind 6 feet out of sight.
Friends of the show, Cold Water Road, and they're going to be performing in Wells, B.C. in the Caribou next weekend for the annual Arts Wells Festival in Wells and Barkerville. And so it's worth the road trip to go on up and see this beautiful town in the middle of the Caribou and get a bit of history and enjoy some fantastic music. And lots of other kinds of art too, visual arts, theater, just everything. Arts Wells is it's a lot of fun. I hope that's what they tell me. I'm just guessing. Coughing. Oh, excuse me. dry throat. Okay, CITR 101.9 FM, Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. Just waiting for the thing to load up. I notice Ed Sheeran is in town tonight. He's going to be playing at Rogers Arena, and for you fans of the Game of Thrones, you know, fresh out of Westeros. Obviously, he wasn't slaughtered by Arya around the campfire as some people had hoped, but he will be performing at Rogers tonight. Now, here we go. This is what I was looking for. Are you an indie filmmaker? Do you plan to be one? Well, there's nothing like feeling you're part of a community, so come and check out what other indie filmmakers do and say at their monthly Boozin' and Schmoozin' event, July Boozin' Schmooze. Hosted by Raindance Vancouver, happens at the Blarney Stone in Gastown, and it's Monday night at 7 o'clock. It's free for members, and if you're not a member, you can get in for $10. Included in the event, along with the booze and the schmooze, there will be a screening of the trailer for Disappearing Summers, a short film by Ritesh Mattani. So lots of unadulterated film chit-chat, special guests, industry networking, and more. And as I'm getting more and more into the old film business around Vancouver, you really realize that it is a relationship business, that you you have your training, you have your skills, but it's the people you meet along the way and your relationships with them that really determine how your career goes and how your work progresses. So events like these are really valuable. So I would definitely recommend, if you have an opportunity, if you're interested in filmmaking in Vancouver, this is a good place to meet some great folks. So once again, it's at the Blarney Stone, Monday night, 7 till 10. Now, one of the people that we had met in the film industry, as I said before, is a singer-songwriter who also does a lot of work in film. Her her music has won soundtrack awards at short film festivals, and she's supposed to be here. She hasn't arrived yet, so I hope she didn't get lost. But we're going to play her music anyway. She calls herself, and we call her, the Land of Deborah.
You left me on a corner in the rain. You had two umbrellas. You gave mine away. What kind of a person does that to the one that they love? Seems my love wasn't good enough. Through the night, I wish that I smoked, I wished I had a light, 'cause you were the one, the lantern that lit up my life, and now I've gone blind, now I'm blind. When the driver said, sweetheart, you should go home, get some rest. Tomorrow I'll be better, I'll bet. Go on, pet. I guess that I'm numb, I think I'm in shock. Don't even remember your name. But one thing I know for sure, I'm alone again. I'm alone again. Just never enough, and one day I'll find that someone who'll love me true. It just wasn't you. It wasn't you. I guess that I'm numb, I think I'm in shock. Don't even remember your name. But one thing I know for sure, I'm alone. Again.
I knew it. I knew it. If I played her song, she would arrive, and there she is.
Hello.
Hello, Deborah.
Hello. I made it. And then I was like, wow, this place has changed, and there's a whole new students' union.
Oh, you didn't know about the new building.
Because now it's called The Nest.
Yes.
Swanky, because the last time I was
at Palatial Student Nest.
It's very swanky, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Do you feel very rock and roll?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I love it here. It's, you know, we have this nice window with the sun coming up and people coming by and that. It's a lot more open than it used to be. Mm-hmm. We at the old studio when we were behind the brick wall. It was a great place to hide.
There was something very guerrilla about it,
yeah,
wasn't it? You know, there hadn't been a paint job in 20 years, but people were, like, just doing crazy stuff. It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's good here now, too. It seems to attract a lot more diverse people. It's really quite exciting. So, hi. Thanks for coming in.
Hi. It's good to be here.
So, tell us about the Land of Deborah.
Well, that's me.
Yes.
And technically, I guess that means it's in my head. But I am a land. Basically, the name came because I was doing open mics years and years ago, and everyone had really cool names like Rain Spider and Fry Girl, and then there was me, Deborah. And I'm like, this is rubbish. And I can't remember if someone said something or if I said something. I said, that's it. I'm going to be a land. And it stuck.
Yeah.
For years. And so now people call me Land or LOD.
Mm-hmm.
And people yell at me down the street, Land of Deborah. I'm like, yeah.
Wow.
I guess it's me.
Yes. Well, you sort of have, you know, marked your territory in a way.
I guess so. But what's interesting over the years, and I kind of hid it for a really long time, was just because it's in my head doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad thing.
No.
So I started being open about the fact that my guitars have names and personalities and lives outside of me.
Yeah.
And then last year, no, 2 years ago, Dave, my little stormtrooper, who's my roadie, he came along.
Yeah.
And so everyone actually prefers to see Dave the stormtrooper than me.
Because
basically what happened was I was on tour, and instead of me saying, you know, here I am in Edinburgh, here I am in London, I would put Dave in iconic places. So after the tour ended, Dave, of course, went back to Hoth because he's a stormtrooper. And, you know, they'd just taken over the rebel base. And then people were like, where's Dave? And I said, well, he's on a mission. And so I had to bring him back. He talks to Vader. And it's this whole story that happens. And people got into it. It was really fun.
You have a wonderful world in your mind, don't you?
Yeah, and now it's on Facebook and Instagram,
yeah.
You know? And it's become this thing. And then people, like I do these farmers markets, and go, where's Dave? I want a picture with Dave. I'm like, sure, I don't mind if nobody sees what I look like. It's all good.
Well, did you bring Dave?
I thought I did. I don't know if I did.
Okay, next time.
Yeah,
next time
next
we'll
time.
Get.
Because it's
we'll
like
get,
you're Dave.
We'll get Dave on
Dave.
And,
yeah. I could like I was looking Dave for him. And it's like, oh, maybe he like secret mission doesn't always tell me when he goes.
Yeah.
You know.
So where are you from?
I'm from the UK originally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right, very beautiful part of the UK, Derbyshire and Leicestershire, which is right in the centre of the country.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the furthest from any beach, and yet we had a massive seagull population. Go figure. It's beautiful around there. It's just rolling fields and horses that walk down the street and all that good stuff.
And is that where you started music?
Yeah, I think I've always done music. Yeah. I was kind of forced to do the violin when I was very little, and I hated it.
Uh-huh.
And I started playing my violin like a guitar.
Oh, yeah.
And it took me a long time to give up the violin because my parents were very, very strict about it. But when I was 10, my mom got a piano because she used to play. And when I touched it, it was like a missing limb that I didn't even know was missing.
Wow.
And then you couldn't keep me away from it.
Yeah.
But of course, when I started traveling, I couldn't take my piano with me. And I found that music, I was always writing songs just to process life and just get through the tribulations of growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I picked up the guitar properly and just taught myself. So that's how I got into the guitar.
Yeah. And how did you get to Vancouver?
I was backpacking.
Mm-hmm.
And I went around the States on the Greyhound. I got some classic Greyhound stories. And I went around the States and Canada. And I just thought, this place is amazing. You know? Let's see what I can do about staying here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that never happens.
No, right?
Never.
That's
people just
really
pass through. Nobody ever stays.
No, nobody actually is born. That's not true. Nobody's born here. But
hey, you're looking at one.
Yeah? You're a rare breed.
Oh, yeah.
You know, someone's born and raised in Vancouver. It's like, you lucky, lucky thing. So amazing. Such a beautiful part of the world.
Yeah. So what's your favorite Greyhound story?
It's not necessarily a favorite one, but the most tragic. I was in the Midwest, and we're on a full bus. And there was a guy on the bus who was really sick, and he had a really tough time. And then we got to our destination, the Denny's or wherever it is that we stopped to do our thing. And it turned out he had died on the bus.
Ooh.
It was really sad.
Wow.
Yeah, he was just a couple of seats ahead of me. Yeah. I mean, we all knew he was in a bad way. So I wouldn't say it's my favorite one, but you definitely are faced with
the most striking, isn't it? Yeah,
it really is. And I have such fun.
So was it just everybody got off the bus and he didn't?
Yeah.
Basically,
that's what happened. In the end, we all had to get back on the bus, and the cops showed up and interviewed everybody and made sure everything was cool. And but it was really sad, you know. He was on his way somewhere or on his way home, and he didn't make
it. Just didn't make it.
You know, you see so many people who are traveling. A lot of the time, sometimes it's joy, like they're taking their baby to see their family for the first time, or the opposite of that, where they've just come from a funeral. And I find that the proximity of being on the bus, very different from planes sometimes, is that, you know, we can only go to the bathroom break at a particular time, really. You know, we all get off the bus at a certain time. So there's like a camaraderie that strikes up, and you really get to hear people's stories and get a good slice of life, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I did that for a long time because back in the day you can get these unlimited passes.
Yeah.
And you just travel around.
That's right.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. So how long have you been here?
I got here in 2003. I properly stayed in 2003. I've been in and out a few years before that. But so seeing the city change.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really changed quite a lot. I know that it's changed so much over the years, but I feel like I've just got into this time when Vancouver is really transforming into this interesting place. It doesn't know quite what it is yet.
I think. Well, I've been here for 60 years and it's always like that.
It's
a constant state of transformation.
Yeah, it's like you go to London, you go to New York, and you got to get a feel that they know who they are, even if it's just different, pockets of places. But, you know, commercials change so much.
Yeah.
Main Street's really changed, and Fraser, Hastings Sunrise. Just, I mean, I spent a lot of time in East Van, lived in East Van for a long time. So, yeah.
It's lovely.
Yeah, it is. What's your favorite part of Vancouver? Your favorite thing?
Well, I grew up in Kitsilano,
nice.
So that's home.
Yeah.
But I also spend a lot of time in the West End and downtown East Side. I really love the downtown East Side. There's a history to it. It's where the city started.
Mm-mm.
But it's sort of where everybody is. You know, there like there's such a mix of people and history and stories and experiences that go on down there that it really is the heart of the city as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, and it's really in your face.
Yeah.
Like you can't hide behind a wall. It's like it's there, the good and the not so. And of course everyone defines that differently, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I love the parks and I love the mountains and all the sort of the touristy stuff, but you know, there's certain elements of the real gritty part of the city that a lot of people try to avoid.
Yeah.
That I just go, no, this is part of us too.
When I first came here, the first hostel I stayed at was on Pender and, I want to say Pender and Homer,
mm-hmm.
right above McLeod Books.
Yep.
And that was an interesting place to live.
Yeah.
And you know, Needle Park is right there. You know, it hadn't even been developed around there, and I loved living down there. It was great.
So how did you get involved with film?
Oh, well, I
we, like we know each other through film events.
I know.
We
right?
met at Lisa's trailer opening for Puppet Killer, and then we were at Chris's movie on Wednesday night.
You see, I know John. I didn't know.
Oh
Chris.
Yeah, okay.
I knew the director.
Yeah.
And that's a great film too. I thought I really enjoyed.
Really
that.
Was. Yeah,
right?
It was Funeral Day.
Funeral Day.
Yeah.
John Weinberg stars and directs. It was just at the Van City Theatre. It was phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I met him actually in Austin at a film festival. What happened was, I love film. I'm always into scores, musical scores, since I was a little kid, even more than regular music. Like John Williams and John Barry were my heroes.
Wow.
They were just. I just thought they were amazing. And Ennio Morricone as well. And then I've always wanted to do it, and I just never knew how to do that. And
mm-hmm.
I'm a trained classical pianist, but I'm not really like trained in theory or all those good things and scoring. And then a friend of mine said, I have a friend who needs a song for a film.
Mm-hmm.
So I did this song for a film that did pretty well on the indie film circuit. And then he had a friend, a director who needed some music.
Yeah.
And then it just happened. And then I got involved with a really great organization called Women in Film.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up just making connections with a whole bunch of people through that.
Yeah.
And then I stopped seeking those kinds of jobs because I was just getting busy with my own music. But when you're part of that world, you know, you can't leave it. It's really great. So people just say, hey, can you do this? Can
mm-hmm.
you
do that? Exactly, right?
Yes, please. I'd love to score this film for you.
How can you say no?
Right.
You know,
you know, and really good things happen. Like the last film I did is 3 minutes long and 40 seconds of credits. and I said to Michelle Muldoon, the director, I said, are you sure you want music through the whole thing? And she goes, yeah. And I said, I'm the first composer and the only composer who might say, are you sure you need music?
Yeah.
And she said, I scored the whole thing and it played all over the States. And that's how I ended up getting to Austin. And it won Best Short Film, Best Director. I won Best Score.
Wow.
You know, really cool stuff.
Yeah.
3 minutes.
Yeah.
What the heck? But it's a great little film. It gets right to the point. Michelle's just really great that way.
Yeah, she sure is.
And apparently, I'm the composer for her new film that's coming out that she's crowdfunding right now, Last mm-hmm. Stand to Nowhere.
Yes, it's doing a Western.
I know, an all-female Western. And I'm like, I knew I was like maybe going to get asked, but I didn't say anything. And then all of a sudden, it's on Twitter. I was like, oh, okay, I'm doing that score then. just didn't want to get excited until it was really official. So really official, really excited.
Yeah. And we had Michelle in a couple of weeks ago talking mm-hmm. about it, but I'll just remind our listener that it's Last Stand to Nowhere, and it's an all-female version of the gunfight at the OK Corral. So that's a hook right there. That's mm-hmm. going to be, and she's got some amazing people involved with it,
some
top-notch stunt coordinators to do all the hard work. And
Maya Arro from Once Upon a Time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah,
Sarah Deakins. I can't remember the other actresses' names, but and Michelle's directed two of my music videos. Mm-hmm. And when you get onto one of her sets, you are like in the safest place. You just show up. She knows exactly what she's doing. You're so comfortable. It's just a joy to work with her.
Yeah.
You know, she's really great. I can, yeah. I can just basically do a whole show about how great Michelle Muldoon is, if you would like. But
We could, but we only have a few minutes left. And you did bring your guitar.
I did, yes.
Do you mind pulling it out?
I could. Let me get Penelope.
Yeah.
One sec.
Okay. So you call her Penelope.
Well, she told me. So I was looking. I have another guitar called Pepe.
Uh-huh.
Who's an ovation. Hello, I'm over here.
Well, we have another mic here. So
we do. And look at this surround sound in the studio here. And I was looking for another guitar because it's just, you know, better to have two.
Yeah.
And just in case, not that Pepe was any less of a guitar. And I was looking for a guitar, and one day I just came into this store. It's sort of in tune. And I started playing her, and I'm like, oh, you're lovely. What's your name? And she said, I go, what's your name? I said, Penelope. And I went, whoa, you're a girl. I've never had a girl instrument ever. All of my instruments have been boys. And I said, oh, okay, hi, Penelope. Can I call you Penny? And she went, no.
Oh.
So she's Penelope.
She knows herself very well.
She really does. Yes. So this is Penelope.
Well, Penelope is beautiful. Thank you for joining us, Penelope.
Yeah, she's like, because I play like markets and things, and I drink my beverages, and then she gets covered in water, bless her heart. She's been around. There's like a big crack in her now. She's fallen over and everything. Mm. All right. So what should I play for you?
Anything except Alone Again, because we just played that.
You just said it, which is good.
But you have a new CD out.
I do. It's actually out digitally right now.
Yeah.
And I have a couple of downloads if you'd like to give them away to anyone who's listening, if anyone wants them.
I think so.
We can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, literally just went out, and it's on iTunes and Spotify and all those fun places. And just as an FYI, if you ever want to know how much an artist gets paid when their song is streaming on Spotify, 0.0009 of a cent.
Wow.
So in case you ever want to know if the artists get compensated, we do.
Mm-hmm.
0.0009.
Yeah, so play it a lot.
Play it a lot. Put it on while you're asleep.
Yeah.
You know. Follow us. Do what you can. Yeah.
All right. Well,
okay. How many minutes have we got?
We have 5 minutes.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
All right. So this is, hello. Mm-hmm. I'll play a song from the album, I guess. This is called Show Me. Na 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 na. Would it be alright if I tried to make you smile? Would it be alright if I stayed around and played a while? Yes, I might be crazy, yes, I might be foolish. Even if I found my mind, I wouldn't use it. Just an empty space between my ears. That's all there is. Would it be alright if I tried to make you fly? Would it be alright if I start behaving like a child? Yes, my heart is open, yes, I think I've fallen. Even though I'm standing still, I'm sinking deeper in. I'm sinking. Show me another way. Show me another take on it. Show me another way to let you. Show me another way. Show me another take on it. I need to let you fall into me. Na 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 na. Would it be alright if I tried to take some time? If I had more fear, then I would give you some of mine. Even though I know you, this you shouldn't see. So how about a look inside your head? Maybe you can help me understand why I'm sinking. Show me another way. Show me another take on it. Show me another way to let you, let you. Show me another way.
show me another take on it. I need to let you fall into me. I may never be someone I want to be. So many times I've fallen. Won't you let me, let you, let me, let you show me another way, show me another take on it, show me another way to let you, let you show me another way, show me another take on it. I need to let you fall into me. La, la. Na, 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 na.
There we go.
Thank you. So where can people see you next? You're playing at farmers markets and coffee shops. And
I really am.
Street corners. And
I play pretty much every farmers market known to man.
Yeah.
I'm at Squamish on August the 12th, if you're ever up in that hood.
Uh-huh.
If you go to my website, thelandofdeborah.com, and just click on tour dates or shows, it's on Facebook as well. You can pretty much stalk me and find out exactly where I'll be. I play at the Narm a lot.
Yeah.
In Kits, which is a classic place.
Oh, yeah.
I was just there last night, actually.
Cool.
Yeah. It's really
well, thanks
cool.
a lot for coming in.
Thank you so much for
such
having
a
me,
treat.
Dave. Yeah, thank you.
Fresh Slice is up next. Dave Radio returns at this time next week. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Wise Hall Fleet.